The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You're seeing your country slip away. Free speech is under attack from big tech censorship, leftist radicalism, and a culture of fear and intimidation. Conservatives are shamed into silence for fear of social stigma and even economic ruin. That's why I'm honored to be the new president of Young America's Foundation. For 60 years, YAF has been committed to inspiring young people with conservative values, transforming campus culture, and defending free speech rights. The left is stepping up their efforts to go after young people and to reach them sooner with radical levels of indoctrination. What we're seeing now didn't happen overnight. The left started its takeover of our colleges and culture over a half century ago. And this new administration is working overtime to complete the destruction of everything we hold dear. That's why, as the new president of Young America's Foundation, I'm launching The Long Game. It's about winning the battle and the war for the future of America.
And on our 94.5 The Answer guest line this morning, Governor Scott Walker. Good morning, Governor. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well. Had a great Palm Sunday and looking forward to Holy Week. So great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for a few minutes of your time. Let's start at the beginning, Governor. First, talk with us about Young America's Foundation and what you guys do.
Yeah, yf.org/longdown. You can find out what we do with our 12-point action plan going forward. But it's simple. We train the next generation of freedom fighters. Our founding goes all the way back to the 1960s with William F. Buckley, and one of our earliest leaders is Ronald Reagan. Back then, it was focused on college campuses. Today, we're into high schools, and we do a lot of good work. We're on over 2,000 campuses where we support conservative students. But as I came in as the new president last month and said, that's just not enough. We got to do more because the left has been at it for some time. And as you just played, we're under siege, not only on our campuses, but in our culture and even in our communications with all the censorship we see these days from big tech. So we got to fight back. And I know something about fighting back and winning.
Yeah, that you do, Governor. I just appreciate what the Young America's Foundation does. I've had the opportunity over the years to go to different conferences and be a part of that somewhat. It's easy for us to sit around these days and complain about what's going wrong, but YAF is about what's going right. I mean, there's a lot of good conservative young people coming up, and we just got to be there to support them. And that's what the long game is all about, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we're amazed. I was just 2 weekends ago was out in Santa Barbara, California, even in the People's Republic of California under Comrade Newsom, we find ways to get students up to the Reagan Ranch. We, amongst other things, have conferences, have chapters, have members. But one of the really cool things we do is we own and operate President Reagan's ranch. After he and the First Lady ultimately decided to sell it, we took it over. We run it. It's just the way that it once was. But more than just a historical site, we actually bring young people in with our conference center there to teach them about the values he fought his life for. And so what we do well. What I looked at, though, when we came in was saying that's still just not enough. When we're on over 2,000 campuses all throughout the country, that's great, but there's 4,000. We got to be on every one of them. We want to add 1 million more members. We want to be not only in college, we want to go into our community colleges to work with people who are getting their 2-year associate degree. We want to be not only in high school, but junior high. And sadly, the left is even trying to indoctrinate our children as young as elementary school, and we got to push back there. We can't let them teach them through things like the 1619 Project to hate America. We want to teach not only students that young, but their parents, give them the tools to counter that, to talk about the love for our country, the love for our founders, the love for those founding principles and our Judeo-Christian values. And we can do just that. I'm optimistic, as down as it might seem right now. You know, it's always darkest before the dawn. And we see another beautiful sunrise this morning. That's a good sign of hope for the future.
Yeah, that is for sure. On our guest line this morning, former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, now president of the Young Americas Foundation. You can get additional information about the long game, this new program being rolled out. Go to yaf.org. And look, there's a lot of other good things that Young Americas Foundation is doing as well. So talk with us specifically about some of the goals of the long game and what you hope to accomplish.
Yeah, our hope is just to do more and to help at different levels. So in addition to expanding operations with students, we want to go younger, as I talked about. We want to go, give you a good example. Someone that might be familiar to your listeners, Katie Pavlich is a well-known author. She's a commentator on Fox News. 13 years ago, she came to one of those programs I mentioned at the Reagan Ranch, and it totally transformed her. We want to have more people like Katie and those yet to be discovered. But we also know it's not just students, it's teachers and educators. There's professors and high school and even junior high teachers who are conservative, who feel just like our students, a bit intimidated, a bit overwhelmed. They feel marginalized. Even those educators that just want to be objective, whether they're political or not, they feel overwhelmed by some of the radicals within our education system. So one of our 12-point action plans is to help them, is to reach out there. Another, for example, is to get that information about our American heroes, our American icons. You know, they're tearing down statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and others out there. We need to find ways to lift them up and let our young people know about the great things our early patriots did to build this country and how it made it possible for us to evolve into the country that we're at today, and how we, you know, people come from all over the world. People come here, particularly from socialist countries like Cuba and Venezuela, from old communist countries in the old Soviet bloc, and they love America. They come here every single year more than any country in the world. And we need to remind our young people that people elsewhere love America because of our freedom and opportunity. We got to stop teaching them to hate America.
Yeah. Governor, how can our listeners help? If someone's listening this morning and they're thinking, yeah, this is exactly what I want to be involved in, how can our listeners help Young America's Foundation?
Well, the good thing is if they go to yaf.org, so yaf.org/longgame, not only will we send them absolutely free a copy of our 12-point plan, but if they're a student, they know a student, maybe it's a son or daughter, niece or nephew, grandson, granddaughter, just a neighbor kid, someone goes to church with you that you think might be interested, help us recruit more people, more young people to be involved. If people say, I want to support this organization, we got a place for that too. We got a place for folks that can help us mentor and support, not only in colleges, but particularly for the students get involved in high school and junior high. There's all different ways, depending on how people are interested in being involved with it. It's not just one way. It's not just with a financial contribution or helping to lead a chapter. There's many different ways, and we can plug folks in, yaf.org/longgame.
Yep, and if you're listening this morning and maybe you have a son or daughter or a grandchild, this is a great organization, Young America's Foundation, yaf.org. Now, you guys just recently have a new addition, Vice President Mike Pence joining you guys to help out.
That's right, a great full-spectrum conservative. I've known him from even before he was governor. We were both governors together, but that's a prime example of the kind of conservative influences that we have. He's joining us as a Ronald Reagan presidential scholar. He's already been involved with our supporters, with our students. In fact, you can appreciate this. We've been moving our events that typically, historically, many of them have been in our nation's capital. We're moving them to other parts of the country. So we already had in February a very successful in-person Freedom Conference in Miami, Florida. We're going to have our national Conservative Student Conference in Houston, Texas. We've got an event out at Mount Rushmore where we're going to celebrate our American icons instead of tearing them down. We are all over the country, but we're right there in the Carolinas. We're in every state, in every area. We just got to reach more young people. And particularly as our campuses start to open, not just for class, but for speakers, we're the number one conservative speakers group in the country on campus. So yeah, we're going to bring even more conservative voices to campuses all over your area and across the country, because we know that young people are interested. We know they want to hear more. We saw it even during the pandemic when people, young people in particular, flooded to our YouTube site, which is the number one way young people get their information. Thankfully, we had a lot of good conservative speakers that we put up there. But we want to reach 5 million more people with that alone, and have a billion, with a B, a billion views. Wow. So people not only on campus but across the country can see the good news we're talking about, and can see in particular how our speakers respond to left-wing attacks. Yeah. and get the truth out.
Yeah. Governor Scott Walker, it's important work. Thank you, sir, for being there. I admire you, have for a long, long time, and thank you for the work you're doing now with our country's young people. Good luck and God bless.
God bless. Happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter to you. Governor Scott Walker, go to YAF.org. YAF.org. Check this great organization out and help as you can.